Finale, Adam Black, Book 5, written by Carl Hill and read by Martin Donaghy. The process was simple and relatively inexpensive. Essentially, there were four stages once they'd set foot on British soil. Stage 1. The captain of the boat, a Spaniard called Alessandro Abbasolo, arranged for them to be deposited on the south coast of England. The locations varied every month, for obvious reasons. His boat was small enough to avoid detection, both from the Coast Guard and right-wing migrant hunters. The numbers transported were always minimal, no more than 6, no less than 4. That way, containment was easier to handle. The captain got paid, twice, by the passengers in the first instance for the boat trip, and then by the syndicate, 4,000 a head. Small change in the great scheme of things, but enough for him to take the risk. Stage 2. 2 cars would pick them up. Vans were a no-go. Vans were too obvious. 2 average saloon cars, however. Haytham Buston smiled as he reflected on that particular element of the process. His idea and, in his opinion, one of sheer genius. 2 saloon cars attracted 0 attention. Maybe a year old, nothing too upmarket. 1 passenger in the front, 2 in the back. A family day out, at first glance. And it was the first glance which counted. Then, a journey to discreet locations in the north of England. Again, the locations varied month to month. Sometimes a roadside cafe, sometimes a supermarket car park, maybe a lay-by on a country road. Anywhere at all, as long as it changed, and as long as it was ordinary, and as long as there was no CCTV. Stage 3. They were transferred into different cars, same type, nondescript, average, and brought to the rented tenement flat in an area of Glasgow called Govan Hill, an area categorised by the government as a placement for asylum seekers, which fitted in well with the process. And so stage 4. Buston sat on a leather chair in a corner of the living room. There were no ornaments, the walls bare, the furniture basic. 2 couches faced him, with a low coffee table in between, upon which a saucer adapted as an ashtray. Those who sat opposite had been given sandwiches and bottles of water. The kids got lemonade and chocolate bars. They each carried a small vanity case with their belongings. Never much, thought Buston, as he regarded the 6 people sitting huddled on the couches, staring back at him with wide, hopeful eyes. Always hopeful. A hope that shone. Who could blame them, he thought, when you considered the countries they had left behind? He smiled. They smiled back. They said nothing. Respectful. 6 people. A family, he had been told. Mother, father, 2 teenage sons, a girl of 11, and the youngest, an 8-year-old boy.